This is the building right here that we're talking about. When we get the rest of this built, this will move over to this. This will be a larger...
Scott Linebaugh is pointing to an illustration of the proposed layout for Youth Bridge's new complex, which will be located on 40 acres adjacent to Don Tyson Parkway in Springdale. Linebaugh, the nonprofit's executive director, was on hand during a ribbon-cutting ceremony Friday afternoon organized in honor of the construction of a new residential substance abuse treatment center.
It's a real blessing to see this thing come together. It's been a real struggle to get it going, and you may be familiar that we've been on Crossover Road since 1992 with this, and the Crossover Road was built for 12 kids, and we've got 26 kids we average here, and it just was all crammed in and wasn't a good situation at all. With this, we're able to expand a little bit, still handle 26 kids, but be able to expand and give them a better place to live.
Linebaugh says they've been working on the entire project for about 2 years, and finding enough funding is one of the major struggles they have faced with getting the project off the ground and running.
We have planned a much bigger complex, as you probably have seen, but the economy tanked, the donations tanked, and so we just went with the one that we had to have immediately, and that was this program here to get it going. And even that was a struggle in this economy to... get the money and get the donations, and Arvest Bank helped us out tremendously, and many other donors came through for us.
The new treatment home is part of a planned 46,000 square foot Youth Bridge complex that will cost more than $10 million and allow the nonprofit to almost triple its current client numbers. Director of Development Nancy Hairston explains the construction of the complex will be broken up into different phases.
On our first phase of our complex will be three buildings other than this one. And those three buildings will have our permanent residential substance abuse home, which will house more boys. And then we'll have our clinical outpatient facility, brings all our clinicians, our doctors, our nurses, our administrative staff, our ID, HR, everybody that supports so that we're running more efficiently. And then we'll have an education center. We'll have a school, we'll have a cafeteria, and a gymnasium, all in one building until we can actually get more funding to spread it out. That's phase one. Now, we anticipate over the next 10 years just making that those phases continue, in which we'll add our transitional living program. We have three of those. We'll have apartments. We'll have emergency shelter. So it's going to be a really nice complex for Washington County.
The new residential substance abuse treatment center will house 26 boys and replace the current male-only substance abuse facility on Crossover in Fayetteville. Although the ribbon-cutting ceremony was hosted Friday, the center is not quite finished.
One of the things we're really struggling, we've got to get more money to be able to put some beds in here, some frames and mattresses, linens and sheets, everything you need, and to furnish maybe a commercial kitchen. So we've got a little bit of work we're trying to finish up.
Okay. And any special fundraisers for that? Or just...
Well, actually, yes, we do. We just finished one called Peace Out for Youth, which was our texting campaign. We just kicked it off. It's texting the word youth to the number 20222, and you can donate $10. And we're doing a brick campaign, and we're selling bricks for $250 per brick. And our gala is coming up. This year, we're recognizing Dr. Becky Panites as our honoree, and that's December 2nd.
Administrators are hopeful the center will be completed within a few weeks and that they will be able to move in residence in December.
Well, this facility will start off being used as a residential substance abuse facility. The kids that are in it have a substance abuse problem plus a behavioral management problem. And the kids are average 4 to 6 months here, and we give them strong counseling and strong structure to get them to understand that that's not the way to go, use drugs and the way they've been acting. And try to turn them around to be good citizens of the community. We've got a good record doing it. Our record beats the national average, actually, in being able to do that. And the kids' stories that come in here are just really sad stories all the way around.
A new center like this one is necessary because of the increase in the number of children involved in substance abuse.
What's happening in the United States now is it's hitting a lot of families. A lot more kids are using drugs. In Northwest Arkansas, statistic-wise, that last study that went out said that by 12th grade, 70% of the kids had used alcohol, 50% had used drugs. And some of those drugs, you know, one time and you're hooked. And so that shows you the numbers of kids that are getting involved. It's not, you know, a problem for the poor part of the families. It's a problem for all. It's in our backyard.
More information is available at youthbridge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.